Blog Talk Radio.
Share with you guys tonight some of our segments. So stay tuned right here on Simply IV, and we'll be back in just a minute. Remember, everybody, let them know that we're on by dialing 845-241-9898 or by listening to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. And we'll be back in just a second, everybody. Everybody, giving everybody a chance to get on because we're going to have a fantastic show, I believe. Once again, we're going to talk about some things in the Black community as far as how we fare in business, whether it's in networking, relationships, customer service, and even community involvement. So I'm going to share with you guys some statistics and things like that, and we want to hear from all of you as well. So when you want to talk to us, you got to press 1. Dialing 845-241-9898 or by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Also, I can't wait for you guys to hear from two of our segments tonight that's really going to fit really nicely with tonight's show, and that's going to be information from the Biz Doc as well as the Power Moment. So you guys stay tuned for that coming up soon right here on Simply IV. As a matter of fact, why don't we go ahead right now and see if we have the Biz Doc who can talk to us really quickly. Biz Doc, come on out here to Simply IV. Welcome, sir, and how are you?
Good evening, good evening. How are you doing? I am having an interesting day today.
Oh, wow. Everybody, we are listening to Mr. Jeffrey Corbin, who is the Biz Doc, who's going to come a little later in the show with a little bit of Biz Talk. So what's going on? You have an interesting day. What's going on out there?
Well, you know, it's like this. It's called peaks and valleys, and you got to make sure it's like a roller coaster. When you get on a roller coaster, the first thing you do is they scare you half to death by taking you up high, and then they drop you real low, then they pick you back up high. That's sometimes how life is. Sometimes you on the scary roller coaster of life, and you go up, you go down, but you make sure you stay with your seatbelt tight and across your lap, and you continue to hold on. And you'll come out that valley and into a mountain.
All right. You hear our crowd agreeing with Mr. Jeffrey Coleman saying, listen, we got to stay up high and keep our seatbelt on. That's the way we have to do it. We have to always remember that. And I'm so appreciative of someone like you because no matter what happens with you, you show up, my brother. You show up. I appreciate that. I think I want to go ahead and see what the crowd has to say about that. All right.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to show up. And speaking of showing up, oh my goodness, Black Panther has really showed up in the box office. Oh my goodness. For all of you all that have been following us the past few shows, we've talked about Black Panther, especially in our What's the Buzz segment with LT, and she's really talked about the impact that it's made in so many arenas. And tonight we want to talk about the economic impact, and more importantly, the economic impact of our everyday Black businesses. And let me ask you, Biz Doc, With it opening in China, I believe, the past weekend, we have seen numbers hit a billion in currency. Okay, let me just say that, $1 billion.
Yep.
That's amazing. Tell me what you think about that.
I think that it shows the power of who we are. I think that once the gates are taken off and they allow us to be able to have a level playing field, that this is what we have, the magnitude that we can bring to the box office, to business, to whatever. But it's all about taking the gates off. You know, Disney took a chance and they gave $200 million to this film, and it was, they cast it, they let the director have his free reign and showed his talents, and this is what the result is. It's skyrocketed. I mean, it's at $1 billion.
Wow.
And it hasn't even been released for DVD sales. It hasn't been released for video video rental streaming. So these are just,
right,
like I said, this is just in the theaters right now. It's $1 billion, and it's not even
right,
a month old yet. So that's phenomenal. And the thing about it is
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's simply simply amazing that much currency have gone in because of the story that needs to be told. And not only did it spark $1 billion, but if you look at the other revenue that's coming off with the amount of African attire that's being sold now, the bottom, the pride that's going into supporting that, and people coming in dressing in characters and actually going out, causing e-commerce to go up for those small mom and pop shops, even the African culture itself being, you know, impacted, because now people are want to know and go back to Africa, start having planning trips. So, this $1 billion is only the tip of the iceberg of what's happening.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wow, that is so important that you're stating that. We haven't even seen this thing come out of the theaters yet. I think it's only been in theaters maybe 3 weeks. I don't even know if it's made 30 days yet. And we have seen something that we don't see mainstream film do, or the Supermans and the Spider-Mans and all of that. And those are Marvel's most valuable assets in their portfolio generally, right?
Right, right.
And this just really goes to show that black dollars do make sense. They always have. We always have known it. But in certain sectors, they have put out there this propaganda that black doesn't sell. And we know that,
right,
we know that's not true. First of all, we do know that the number one spots in entertainment, and not just entertainment, but I'm just going to throw some entertainment numbers out there since we're talking about Black Panther. You know, when you're talking about the biggest acts in the world, they're people of color, and they're black people from America. The number one recording act in the world, the number one spot who has been held by the last couple of years is Beyonce. Okay?
Right.
Jay-Z ain't nothing to play with either. And then the list goes on and on. The number one holders at the top of any type of sports field, you know, when you're talking about basketball and all that franchise or whatever, there are African-American guys who are out there doing their thing in the sports world. And so we know what we can do. What do you think the crowd has to say about that, Jeffrey?
That's it. Yeah. That's so true. That is so true. They agree.
They agree. Everybody right now, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and let everybody know that we are on right now on Simply IB. And you want to go in to dial 845-241-9898 or listen to blogtalkradio.com. The last two shows that we've had, and remember, guys, we revamped the show. We got some really cool segments out, and we're going to share some things with you tonight. And one of the things that we're going to share tonight is some tips from the Biz Doc. And I really enjoyed your first segment when you talked about, you know, identifying the market and things like that and taking that very seriously. And tonight, you're going to basically, we're not going to give it away right now, but can I tell them just a little bit of what you're going to talk about, just a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tonight, my Biz Doc has told me, and he is so right, and I'm going to be proud of him to say about this, okay? Biz Doc says, very simply and plainly, If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. What does the audience have to say about that? I'm with them. I'm with them. Let's talk about that really quick. Before we go into your segment tonight, why is it important to let people know, listen, if you don't have customers, you don't have a business, since we are talking about Black business?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Basically, it's saying this. If you're in business and your business is to go out and provide a product or a service and you have no one that's consuming your product or service, then you're not in business. You have a hobby. And that means that you are just doing something that you like and that you have, you're enjoying it, but you're not reaping the benefits of what a business owner should reap, which is profit. And the one thing is we're so caught up a lot of times in trying to make sure that our product and service is so pristine, yet we miss the whole customer acquisition. So we'll go out and we'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars on web pages and look all pretty and fancy, but no one's clicking on it. Then what are you doing?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I want to say something to that. First of all, you're absolutely right to that. And I can't wait for everybody to hear exactly what it is that you're going to be talking about, because everybody listen here. And, you know, this man we're talking with right now is very humble and very modest. But when I tell you this is what he does for a living for major corporations and handles mergers and acquisitions, can I go ahead and just tell him? Can I go ahead and brag on my biz doc? And so, you know, when he comes and gives this information, guys, this is valuable information. This is information that makes companies millions and multi-millions of dollars. I want you all to hear what I'm saying. So don't look at this as just a time waster. He's giving you applicable information. I even have my notes over here. I got my notepad tonight, and I'm going to let you test me, okay?
All right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to hear what's coming up next, and we're going to invite Miss LP, who's going to come out and talk about the buzz, so we can hear what's kind of going on with pop culture a little bit before we go into business. And remember, guys, get your pen and pads out because we're going to get some great information. So let's see what we got coming up next. We'll be back on Simply IV in just a second, y'all.
Right now, everybody, you are tuned in to Simply IV. This is yours truly, Inspirational Beauty, and tonight you're going to be hearing some great folks. That's right, my cast and crew, guys. You're going to hear a little bit of biz talk from the biz doc. That's right, everybody. You're going to hear the power of a man or the power moment. You're going to also hear a little bit of buzz talk. I can't wait. Also, smashed, single, married, checking, and divorced. You're also going to hear the 911 moment. Y'all got to get ready for that. Also coming is the Poet's Lounge. And of course, one-on-one with IV. So stay tuned, guys. We are ready to give you all we got. Let everybody know we're on, and we will see you in just a minute.
That's right, everybody. Let everybody know that we're on, because we are getting ready to get into the thick of it, into the meat of tonight's show. Once again, we're going to visit the topic of how are Black businesses faring in different arenas, whether it's in customer service, networking, relationships with other businesses, and community involvement. We are so very, very excited to be able to bring this topic to you tonight. Let's see. Everybody, once again, let's go ahead and see if we can go ahead and bring somebody else in. Jeff, can we go ahead and bring another cast and crew member in real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go ahead. Let's see who we got. I think we're going to go ahead and talk to Miss LT. Miss LT, come on out and welcome to Simply IV.
Hey, y'all. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, my love. How are you? How are you, beautiful lady?
I'm doing great. I will not complain. We're halfway through the week, so that's a great thing. Closer to the weekend. I will take
Absolutely.
That. I hope everyone is doing well.
Well, Jeffrey said he had an interesting week. Jeffrey, didn't you?
He always has an interesting week. Jeffrey, that's what you said last week. I almost thought I was anything.
Well, you know, that's code for something else, everybody. We're going to explore that on another show. You know, he's such a professional LP. You know, where the rest of us might say, you know, my day was so up. Okay, can I say that? This is my show. My day was so up, right? Not my day to day, but, you know, we'll say that. But Mr. Coleman, the biz doc, will say his day was interesting. Anyway, everybody. Everybody, we have on a biz doc as well as this LP who does the segment called What's the Buzz? And she brings us the best in entertainment and all of that and information. And we were just talking really quickly, LT, about the impact in terms of dollars that Black Panther has made so far. And the biz doc already came out and basically said, and this is without DVDs, product sales, and all of these things, because right now I haven't even seen Marvel or Disney really put out T-shirts with Black Panther yet, to be honest. So I can only imagine where this thing is going to end up. We already see numbers breaking the top 10 of movies of all time. Okay, they've been making movies a long time, y'all. All right? Longer
right.
than 3 years.
Right.
I'm kidding, y'all. LT, what do you think about this so far before we go into the buzz?
I have a twofold type situation. I'm very proud of the movie. I'm completely excited about it because it is definitely changing the conversation that people are having as it relates to comics, and as it talks as about what Black entertainment looks like in general. I like the trend that I'm seeing. I like how people are getting out to support it. The question I have, as we're talking about the revenue and how much money is really garnering. My question, and hopefully Biz Doc can kind of maybe he can put some answers to that, or maybe you, Kim, in all the interest and the hype and excitement that we have about this movie, I would love to see the breakdown and the numbers of exactly, and I don't know how they could do it, but just how much of it that really is Black dollars. And the reason I'm asking that is because, you know, there's always the market where people get the DVD, the copies, and all that stuff, and they're watching other places. So I would really like to know just how powerful our Black dollar is, because not just us was lining up to go see this movie.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are a true Marvel comic fiend, and you're really into it, everybody was going to this movie. Everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
I really would like to see what those numbers look like as it relates to the Black dollar, just how strong our dollars are. I know
people have conversations,
but I would really like to see the actual truth to it, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
I think that's something
because,
that we can
Cheryl
Underwood,
look up. And the reason I ask this is because Cheryl Underwood, she bought out a theater when the movie first came out. She was on Steve Harvey Morning Show, and she announced that she was going to buy out a theater and she was going to purchase tickets for kids and families to go who may not have otherwise had opportunity to go. So that's why I asked the question that I asked. When you have different celebrities doing those types of things or different organizations sponsoring those types of tickets, yes, there's dollars being spent, but exactly how much of that is truly the Black dollar?
Right. I've seen a couple of things. To be honest with you, that's a great question, because it is great to see not just the turnout, but also remember this too, LT and everybody that's listening. Most people of color, I know in America, when I talk with them, they've seen the movie at least twice. All right. And some have gone three and four times. And then, you know, we have to also understand too, and let me tell my Black Americans out here, I want y'all to understand something real quick. All right. Black folks just don't live in America or Africa. Okay, let me say that. The Black dollar goes around the world. We have Black, as a matter of fact, outside of Africa, the most populous country in the entire world that holds Black people is Brazil. And we need to know that. It's not the United States. So the Black dollar is, I mean, it's any and everywhere. It's Canada. It's the whitest of countries and the darkest of nations. But I think that's a great question. Biz Doc, have you seen the numbers on exactly how much, and I don't know if they're tracking the Black American dollar or what that is exactly, but have you seen anything on that yet? And maybe we can look that up as well.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the analytics that's broken down from that, but one thing that you did mention is that, you know, we had a lot of repeat customers, meaning that this movie has been out less than 30 days, and it's already people have seen it multiple times, and so that's unheard of. I mean, that in itself is, you know, record breaking itself. Because people are coming in, they Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the openings, and they went to see it each day. I mean, that's just unheard of. I mean, that's just how powerful.
Yeah,
the
they're breaking
movie
all kind
is
of records. And like LT said, it's transcending just you know, people of color. You have the element of people who love the Marvel comic. You have you know, it's hit so many areas of humanity. Just people want to see the movie. And so to me, that transcends being a black movie, that transcends being a movie. That's a movement at this point. You guys are going to see probably everybody and mama's going to be dressed in Black Panther as in Halloween. Okay, everybody. Because I know I'm already going to be one of the soldiers, everybody. Now, I don't know if I'm a clap. Should I go ahead and cut my hair off? Y'all, let's see what the audience has to say. LT, I think they're challenging me to cut my hair off to look authentic. But you know, you're gonna continue.
You think you feel
so
challenged to cut your hair off?
Parties.
You feel challenged to cut your hair off? Okay. That's a challenge that you're gonna have to go with. Me, I'm gonna keep my short. I have short hair, and I'm gonna keep rocking my Anita Baker. Thank you very much. I don't feel challenged like that.
Amen. 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 But this has been such a phenomenon, and that's what we're saying. Speaking of phenomenon, we're gonna talk about some other black businesses that I believe are phenomenal in what they're doing. And for those of we're gonna talk about the nitty gritty on the other side too. You know, are we up to par in some things? And what are some of our experiences? But right quick, why don't we do this, LT? Why don't we go ahead and let them hear what's going on this week on What's the Buzz? And when we come back, we'll talk about some more of this. You guys get ready for What's the Buzz with LT. We'll be back in a second.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Stenner, can't tell me nothing, bossed up and not changed the game. My big bronze boogie got all them girls shook, shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Cook. Work from dollar bills and I'll be popping rubber bands.
It's time for another episode of What's the Buzz with your girl LT right here on Simply IB, bringing you the latest in entertainment information and news updates every Wednesday at 8 p.m. First up, let's just get right into it. Usher and his wife, Grace Miguel, after 2.5 years, have decided to just let it burn. They're releasing a statement on Us to Us Weekly on March the 6th that after much thought and consideration, they have mutually decided to separate as a couple. Well, we wish you both the best. We're sorry to hear that you just decided to let it go. Well, maybe it'll be a part 3 of his confession. I don't know, but I'm sure there's more to come from that story. But we do wish you absolutely the best, Usher and Grace. Sterling K. Brown is having one heck of a year in 2018, and it's only March. Who knows what's coming up next? But Sterling K. Brown has made history already to be the first African-American male to win the 2018 Golden Globes Best Actor in a TV Drama for This Is Us. The 41-year-old also made history again earlier this year, winning Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Drama Series at the 2018 SAG Awards, also for This Is Us. Not to mention, he's not doing too bad, starring in Black Panther, who is killing the charts once again, the fourth weekend running, and is still grossing well over $50 million, and it is just amazing for opening week, and it opened up overseas as well, so I can't wait to hear the numbers are going to be already. It's a $1 billion movie, $1.7 billion to be exact. So congratulations to you, Sterling K. Brown, for an outstanding year. And if you guys didn't have a chance to check him out, you can catch Saturday Night Live. He had an opportunity to host this past Saturday night, so check him out on Saturday Night Live as well. And to round out our weekend in entertainment news, congratulations once again to Khloe Kardashian. We mentioned a couple weeks ago that she found out she was having a bouncing baby girl. So this past weekend, she was able to have a baby shower hosted by Amazon Baby Registry, and it was at the Hotel Bel Air. She is expecting a bouncing baby girl with boyfriend Tristan Thompson, and it was all pink affair.
You can catch pictures and videos at Access Online to see more of Chloe and Tristan's beautiful baby shower. Next week, we're going to talk about the 2018 iHeart Awards. Can't wait to see who the big winners are, and let's talk about it. And actually, what did you do for St. Patrick's Day? That'll all be coming up next week on What's the Buzz right here on Simply IB, bringing it to you every Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
All right, that was LT with the Buzz, who brought us the best in entertainment, information, and news. Thank you for that, LT. Let's go ahead and bring you back out really quickly. LT, you know, out of all the stories that you mentioned to us tonight, what was the one that really stuck out to you? What did you like the most?
You see, you know, that's you always ask me that every week. It's kind of hard because I think they're all my favorite. But I will say, out of those, Sterling K. Brown, I will say, is probably by far the best story. This year, 2018, has been so far just an opportunity for us as African Americans to really have our story told and really be able to make history beyond something negative. So you have Jordan Peele for Get Out. You have Black Panther now. You have Sterling K. Brown. You have, I mean, just all these amazing things taking place. So that is by far one of my favorite stories. I never am happy to hear about a couple separating. That's never a good thing. But I am particularly excited about Sterling K. Brown, up-and-coming gentleman, 43 years old. You know, that's what I think is really important about a story that I didn't get to mention, is that the kids always think things happen overnight, like you get to be this overnight phenomenon on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, and it just happens like that. This man is 41 years old. And now this is the prime of his life. And so it does take time. It still takes time. Even though there's the overnight sensations, but if you want to be around for a long time, as the biz doc will talk to you, talk to us more about tonight, is longevity. When you're thinking about a legacy, that's not something that happens overnight. That's something where you've sown in time and effort and talent and sleepless nights and tears and lost moments with family. And so I'm really excited for him. And like I said, it's only March. I can't wait to see what else happens for him the remainder of the year. So that's by far my favorite story.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I really enjoyed tonight. What's the buzz? I hope that you guys enjoyed as well. Also, guys, remember we have a couple more segments that's coming up, and so you want to stay tuned for some of those. Right now, I want to go ahead and share some information in terms of, black businesses, and so we can kind of talk about that, everybody. You know, once again, we've been talking about the success of Black Panther, but let's go ahead and start talking about the everyday, you know, black business owner. And I don't think that everybody understands that most black businesses, or maybe you do, but most black business owners are sole proprietors or entrepreneurs. And we're going to kind of break that down, okay? Generally, you see with corporations, they're Fortune 500, Fortune 100. Am I sounding okay, Biz Doc? I want to make sure I'm saying the right stuff here. and let me bring him out back as well. And we're going to also bring out Mr. Leroy McKenzie in a minute as well for a Power Month. Am I sounding okay so far, Biz Doc? I'm on course here.
You're definitely on course. Okay. Keep going.
Okay, so let's talk about it, everybody. Once again, let everybody know that we're on by dialing 845-241-9898 so they can jump into the conversation. So we do want to hear from you, whether you are a business owner, an aspiring business owner, or that you business or patron black businesses, and so we can talk about these things. I'm going to give a little bit of data, and you all let me know what you think about this. Black-owned businesses in the United States increased 34.5% between 2007 and totaling 2.6 million black firms, okay? More than 95% of these businesses are mostly sole proprietorships or partnerships which have no paid employees. About 4 in 10 black-owned businesses, which averages about 1.1 million, okay, in 2012 operated in the areas of healthcare, social assistance, and other services such as repair, maintenance, personal, and laundry service sectors. These are just some of the facts, guys, and you guys can go and look this up. You can go and look at something called blackdemographics.com. Okay, and it will break down everything from population, households, economics, education, and so forth. let's talk about that really quickly, BizDoc. What does that say to you that a lot of our black businesses are, first of all, sole proprietorship type of situations or partnerships? What does that really mean in the big scale of things?
On the big scale of things, they're saying that these individuals have taken the next step to go out and be business, to be formalize themselves as a business. Sole proprietorship is saying that they have stepping out, they have went out, got their records, got everything in order, got their tax ID, did all the necessary steps to get themselves identified and classified as a business. What that means is that they have legitimized themselves. So what they're selling, Mom's Tea Cakes, now is Mom's Tea Cakes that's a sole proprietorship,
like
meaning that they're actually doing and selling a product where they're actually paying their taxes, they're actually contributing to the economical model of society, and they're being recognized not only by people but by the government as being a business. So that's what they're saying.
I think that's very important. And you know, why do you think we're seeing a lot of, you know, black women or just black businesses start up that way? Is it the easiest way, you think, for us to kind of start something? Or what do you think, in your opinion?
Yeah, in my opinion, it is the easiest way to get into business. Because, like, right now, not to get too complicated behind the scenes, but the taxes of that, if you go into, once you start getting into corporation and LLCs, now your tax corporation, your tax liability becomes enhanced, meaning that you're going to pay taxes regardless if you're making money or not. And so just by having the business open up at the LLC and as an S-Corp or a C-Corp, there's tax liability that you have to pay sometimes on the quarterly basis or sometimes be monthly basis, depending on how you're setting up and how you're filing. So sole proprietorship is not, like I say, was, quote, easy, but it's the least amount of structure that you have to have as when it comes to tax liability for existence. Yeah.
I think that's very important. And for those of you who are out there listening who are already in business or those of you who are looking to get in business, that's the biggest thing. One of the biggest things you really need to look at is how you plan on filing your taxes. Okay. That's what businesses look at. They want to make money and they want to save money. Right? So the taxes is very important. It's just not, hey, I'm going to sell you tea cakes today. No, because the tax man will be at your door. Why don't we do this, everybody? The tax man will be at your door. Really quickly, we're going to go ahead and go into your segment real quickly, everybody. So get your pen and pad out. We're going to hear a little bit from the BizDoc. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Leroy McKenzie. Woo, I'm talking fast. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, and he's going to share a power moment with you. So check this out. You ready, BizDoc? Let's go ahead and take a minute into BizDoc. Here we go.
Good evening. Welcome to Biz Talk with the business doctor, Jeffrey Coleman, on Simply IB. This evening on Biz Talk, we will cover understanding your business model. What is Biz Talk? Biz Talk is a new segment being featured on the Simply IB syndicated radio show. Biz Talk explores the world of business. We discuss topics affecting our listeners as consumers in today's global market. Each week, we will unveil hidden nuggets, subscribe tips and techniques that will improve your bottom line and help advance you down your business journey. BizTalk's main goal is to help reestablish the Black Wall Street economical platform. Our goal is simple: teach a business how to fish, and that business will never go hungry. BizTalk is a community discussion board where we explore the world of business, how to connect, how to unify, and how to establish all the pillars effective in business. Who is the business doctor? Jeffrey Coleman. I'm a certified business brand coach. My specialty is working with business to help identify processes and procedures that will affect the business bottom line, help keeping the business in the black. My technique is simple: implement standard, repeatable, and obtainable processes. I have over 20 years of working in corporate America. I work with some of the largest acquisitions and mergers in the world. I am a think tank that turns any problem to a solvable matter. My prescriptions that I write, you either on the show or in person, can be taken to the pharmacy of life and filled with resulting in measurable success. Today's topic, understanding your business model. This is a topic that we will cover over the next few weeks on Biz Talk. What is a business model? A business model is the approach that business owners will follow or imitate in order to run their day-to-day operations. A business model answers some of the following questions. Who's your targeted customer? What is your product or service that you are helping solve a customer's problems or challenges? What value do you bring or deliver? How will you reach, acquire, and keep your customers? How will you define and differentiate your offerings that you offer from your business? How will you generate revenue? What is your cost structure? What is your profit margin? These are some of the key questions that need to be addressed within your business model. A business model is something that we have to have in order to have success. Because in the business, you have to plan, you have to organize, you have to have procedures, you have to have leadership, you have to have the skills and the right culture as a recipe for being successful. In the offerings that we offer, we need to make sure that they're attractive, they can be monetized, and they can be sustainable, and that if we run into any pitfalls, that those pitfalls can be overcome. These are simple, but yet very powerful measures that every business must undertake in order to be successful. So here, the first thing we will talk about today is your product and service. Think about this. What are you solving for society? Are you solving a problem that's been in existence? Are you solving a problem that no one knows if there's a problem, but yet you have found a solution for? Are you offering a service that people are having now that can be improved upon? Are you offering a service that should be offered but it's not being offered? These are some key questions that you sit down and start uncovering your business model and your platform in which you're going to stand in this global market. Here at BizTalk, the one thing that's very key for doing business is that you have to keep in mind customer, customer, customer. I am sure that everyone that's in business now have already uncovered that singular pillar. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. Those are the key things that we will talk about over the next several weeks, exploring each one of those key questions. What is your product and service? Customer identification, your delivery process, how will you acquire, keep, and teach your consumers? So, thank you for joining the Biz Talk this afternoon. If you have any questions or would like to have more discussions, please reach out to me at biztalkwiththebusinessdoctor@gmail.com. Have a great day and enjoy much success.
And we are back on Simply ID. You just heard a little bit from the Biz Doc, and he's talking about this week, the business model. I'm so excited about that because he's going to come back the next couple of weeks and talk specifically about the business model. And I took my notes, everybody. I hope you're taking your notes as well. So I'm going to share a couple of things that I learned, Business Doctor. Can I do that really quickly? Make sure I got mine,
yeah.
Got myself together. Okay, so he tells us that, you know, in our business model, there are some things that we got to make sure that we have. And that's a way to be able to attract our customer. And I'm not going in order, okay? All right, not tonight, everybody. But these are things that stood out to me. Do you know your demographic or do you know your market? And are you solving a problem? Are you creating something that's helping an existing problem? Or are you bringing something out to the forefront where people don't know it's a problem yet? You know, these are things that you have to ask yourself. Now, am I kind of going in the right direction? Because, you know, I'm just saying this to make sure I got it. Do I have it so far?
Oh, you have it. You're right on point. You get an A on your paper.
Oh, I get an A, everybody. What do y'all say? What do y'all? Let's see what the audience thinks. Let's see, y'all. Hope y'all better give me an A. Y'all better give me an A. All right. LT, what do you think about that so far? You heard what the biz doc was instructing all of us to do about, you know, really understanding the concept of your business model. And he's going to teach us more throughout the week. What did you gather from tonight's segment?
You know, as a business owner myself, I was definitely taking notes too, because it is important to understand what you're working with, and more importantly, I'm looking forward to truly identifying your customer. I think that's probably one of the hardest things that sometimes as business owners we have a good product, but we have to figure out who it is that can consume the product that we have and for the price that we want to put it out there for. I saw on Facebook today. Someone said, how about asking Beyonce and Jay-Z to put a discount on that ticket? And they said it to be funny, but it's just amazing how with certain people, we ask for discounts, but for others, you know, we just pay outright what it is. So I'm interested to see those points that you bring about over the next couple of weeks, really identifying your target customer and how to hold on to them. And the customer truly is the heart of any business. If you don't have a customer, you're absolutely right. You don't have a business. And actually, you don't even have a hobby because you have to have somebody to do it for. So if there's no one knocking at your door, you really don't have anything. You have an unused talent. So great job.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. And for those of you out there listening, if you have a question for the biz doc or any other person that's on tonight's show, please press 1 and we will let you in. Right now, we're going to go ahead and open up the mic for Mr. Leroy McKenzie, who is coming to us with the power moment. Hello, sir, and welcome to Simply IB. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is everybody?
Doing good. Did you like how sexy and sassy I just sounded there? Did you like that, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know it.
Oh. Well, welcome, sir. I'm very excited to have this gentleman on because he is such a value to, you know, what we do here, as well as LT and the biz doc. And tell us really quickly, last week you taught us about how to act, you know, like a leader and things like that. And tonight you're going to teach us how to lead, okay? And you've been hearing the different segments tonight. And why is it important for you to teach us how to lead tonight?
Well, I think it's important from a business perspective when we've been talking about this evening, talking about having your own business or being an aspiring entrepreneur, especially for the listeners that are aspiring entrepreneurs, is to understand that there's going to be some apprehension, there's going to be some courage that is needed, there's going to be some knowledge and information that you're going to be able to need. But once you equip yourself with the tools that you need, as the biz doctor talked about, equipping yourself with the knowledge that you need as far as how to start a business, and understanding your market, who your target market is, and being able to go after them and everything like that, then it becomes an inner thing of being able to let every assignment propel you forward. And even once you start into your business, once you started your business, you still want to make sure that your assignments, whether it's introducing a particular your product or service to someone, whether it's you moving your business from one level to the next, whether it's discovering what works and what doesn't work in your business, your assignments should propel you forward. You should always be looking to be better tomorrow than you were yesterday or today. So that's what leaping forward is about, is those assignments that you give to yourself, that you make sure that they're propelling you forward, not backwards.
You know, let me just say this. I'm very selfish, everybody. I hang with these people here, right? Let me just say, can I hang with these folks? I hang with them because they're always about forward movement in any and everything that they do. Okay, and it's all about business has to be about forward movement or you won't have no business. And yes, I used a double negative. I used a double negative on purpose. You know, and it's so true. You know what I really love about what you do
is when you're talking to us during your segment, you break things down. So you take a complex idea, what people think is complex, because some people are very intimidated by business, and you simplify it. I love the fact, and I don't want to tell too much because I'm getting ready to go into your segment now, but you tell us that we should have goals, and you quantify them by telling us how many to have, okay? And so it makes it easy for a person like me. Mm-hmm, yes.
Not goals, assignments.
Come on, get me right now, get me right. Get me right. Well,
there's a difference.
Everybody out there. There's a difference. Thank you for that, honey. What I'm going to do really quickly before we go into the segment, let me share a little bit of information about Black businesses. Receipts from Black-owned businesses with employees totaled $103.5 billion. I'm going to say that again. Receipts from Black-owned businesses with employees totaled $103.5 billion, an increase of 4.7% from 2007. In 2012, 2.5 million Black-owned businesses had no paid employees, an increase of 38.9% from 2007. These non-employer business receipts totaled, get ready, $46.8 billion, an increase of 21.2%. Who said we ain't making money? More money, more money. More money. Come on, y'all. Y'all give a hand clap for Black businesses. See, and when we come back from here in your segment, what I want to do, everybody, is take a moment for all of my cast and crew. So I want you guys to think about this, as well as all of you out there as well. What I want you to do is call in and tell us your experiences, Black-owned businesses. And I want you to be truthful right here on Simply IB. Let's go into a power moment. Can we do that, Mr. McKenzie?
Absolutely.
Can do that. All right, y'all. So get ready to hear a little bit of a power moment, and we'll be back in just a second, y'all.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone.
It's your boy, Leroy McKenzie Jr., with your Power of the Man, Power of a Man, Power Moment on the Simply IB Show on the IME Radio Network. This week, we're going to talk about leap forward. That's right, we're going to leap forward. We're in the third month of this year, 2018. And are you leaping forward? And let me explain to you what LEAP stands for. LEAP stands for Let Every Assignment Propel You Forward. Are you doing what you need to do to leap forward? Your assignments for this year should be set up where everything that you're doing propels you forward. So what we're going to do is, or what we want to do, is make sure that we're putting together, we have together, if you don't already have together, you have to put together your assignments for this year. What is it that you want to achieve this year? And each of your assignments, which there should be a minimum of 10, you should have a 10 minimum assignments for this year that you want to accomplish, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You should have together 10 assignments that you want to achieve that will take you and help you to leap forward. You want to make sure that what you're doing each day, each month, propels you forward to the next level of where you're trying to get to. This is the first quarter, so you have four quarters in this year. It's like running a track meet, the 4x100 relay, and this is the first leg of your 4x100 relay. So you want to make sure that you set your foundation in these first 3 months. You should be making sure to have a strategy together, have a plan of action that you have together, in order to be able to achieve the assignments that you give yourself and that you're sitting down and actually thinking about. So once you do that, then once you sit down and you think about the strategy, you have to put the action plan together of what actions you're actually going to do to be able to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. We're in the third month, so you want to be now, you want to have your strategy together. And as I mentioned, if you don't have it together, put your plan of action together so that you can achieve what it is that you want to achieve. Your 10 assignments. You should have 10 assignments for this year that you want to achieve, whether it's a personal, professional, spiritual, relational relationships, and it should be all of those. You should want to achieve something that leaps you forward in each of those aspects of your life, because our mission is to make your end of 2018 better than your beginning of 2018. So that's what we do. That's what we're doing this year. We're leaping. We're going to leap forward in 2018. This is Leroy McKenzie Jr. with your Power Man Power Moment. We're leaping. We're going to leap forward in 2018. We're on a mission. 2018. Be unstoppable. This is Leroy McKenzie on the Simply IB show on the I Am Me radio network. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm loving it. We are leaping in 2018, and as my homeboy, Mr. Leroy McKenzie, always says, hashtag be unstoppable. We are leaping. Everybody get your 10 assignments ready in different areas of your life. Mr. Leroy McKenzie, thank you so much for that, and tell us really quickly, one assignment that you have for yourself. We're gonna put Mr. Leroy McKenzie on the spot.
Well, a couple of my assignments for this year, business wise, is to I'm growing my. One of the aspects of my business is to add 6 additional church clients. Because I see that there's a need for the church leaders, pastors, in the aspect of organization and the business aspect of the church. There's so many churches that they open 2 days a week, and that's Sunday, and that's maybe Tuesday or Wednesday for Bible study. There is so much more that they can do and should be doing, one, for their members, but then also for the community. And when they are when they have the ability to be able to meet the needs of their congregation as well as the needs of their community, they become more active. They become more. They get more people to join the church. So that's one of my assignments, is to assist pastors, assist churches in growing their impact.
Amen.
In the community.
Amen.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, well, first of all, congratulations to you on that. See how easy that was for him, everybody, because he just doesn't talk it. He walks it. And so for all of us out there, if I call on you now, I might show up and knock on your door and ask you, give me one of your assignments, right? I might have to fly in, right? Here's Doug. Y'all going to fly me somewhere? Are y'all going to be flying y'all? Anyway. Really quickly, guys, I posed a question before we went into Leroy's segment, and great job. And I'm taking notes, everyone. And listen, guys, don't just take notes, but get in touch with these guys, right? And also, you know, make these things applicable to your everyday life. We don't just want you to know it, we want you to do it. But I posed a question before we went to the segment about what has been some of your experiences with Black-owned businesses. And mind you, if you're in business, you're considered a Black-owned business too. And I want you to share with me maybe some experiences people have had with you, good, bad, or indifferent, or some things that you think you could do better, okay? Because it's not all about, you know, the good and the fun. And, hey, I'm a business owner. It comes with a lot of, you know, sometimes missing the mark and not being up to par. So let's kind of go around really quickly. I know who we're going to hear from in a little while, y'all. If y'all want to hear a rant, y'all got to get ready for the 911 moment. He's going to talk about a business in a minute that he wasn't too happy with. Anyway, I digress, everyone. If you want to talk to us, please press 1. How do you do that? You just simply press 1 on your phone. Dial 845-241-9898 or go and listen to blogtalkradio.com/IAmMeRadio. Let's go ahead and start with Miss LT really quickly. And we're going to bring out Miss Click 32. Let's go ahead and bring her out. We haven't heard from her, have we? Haven't heard from her. Let's go ahead and say hi to Miss Click 32. How you doing, ma'am? And welcome to Simply IB.
Hi there. Good evening, everyone. Doing wonderful.
Good. Good. We're happy to have you. Quickly,
always
Donna.
Always a pleasure
quickly,
to be here.
Quickly. Yes, quickly. What has been an experience that you've had with Black business? Give me something good and give me something that maybe wasn't right on point. Can you think of anything?
The good thing with the Black-owned businesses that I have dealt with, most of them, not all of them, most of them, is that the welcome, standing of who I am, what I'm looking for, and the catering to me. I love that, you know, because a lot of other stores I've been in, I didn't get that experience. And some of the bad things are walking into support the Black-owned business, and it's, like, so unprofessional. It's not what
talk to me.
I would have
talk
expected.
To me about that real quick, because I want to be able to identify that for those who are out there who are listening, who may have a different thought or different take on what they think unprofessionalism is. So tell us what that looks like. What did that look like for you?
Okay, first thing off the bat, when I walk into a store, I love being welcomed. And, like, the attention turns to me. If I have walked in many stores, Black-owned and not, and a person that works there will look me square in the face and don't say, acknowledge me. Hi there, welcome to our store, blah, blah, blah. That's the first thing that really makes me want to turn around.
Yeah.
And the second one, when I ask or inquire about a product and they don't know anything about it. Now, that is unprofessional.
Wow. Yes, it is. You know what? Do we find that as a problem a lot of times? Let's be real. Let's be honest. Not that it doesn't happen, you know, with other businesses, but we seem to have this black mark on us a lot of times. You hear some of these same issues no matter where you go. People are talking about those same examples you're talking about. Let's ask LT right quick. LT, are you hearing that a lot, or have you experienced that a lot as well? Where they just don't have the product knowledge, or they're not, you know, about the customer first. What is it for you? Because I hear that a lot.
Now that is an experience I've had. And I laugh because it's really sad and unfortunate that you go someplace and it is the establishment and you work there, especially as a restaurant and as a waitress. I used to waitress myself, so I say it from a place of not just, you know, I say it from a place of understanding. And where I was, it was a white-owned establishment. But what they had us do as waitresses and bartenders alike was they had us to taste and sample the things that we were going to be selling so that we had some type of knowledge when it was time to go present to the
customer. Right, that's right.
And so what I've noticed about some black establishments, not all, but what I've noticed about some, when you ask, you know, what is your favorite dish? Well, I haven't tried that. Well, I don't know about that.
That's right.
And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with saying I don't know. It's just the manner in which it has been said. I'm huge on customer service. And as a business owner myself, I really do try to give, you know, 100% customer service. And you made a mention about missing the mark. There was one time during our almost 5 years of being in business that I did miss the mark. I thought we did very well, but the client herself didn't necessarily think that we did as well. So as a business owner, the customer service thing to do was to refund her a portion of the money. I didn't really want to because I felt not in a bad way, but I felt like we did do our part because some of the things I think she was being picky about. However, to maintain the integrity of my company, number one, and to actually have someone return and give us another opportunity, I did extend customer service and refunded her a portion of her money. And I think more businesses need to have that attitude about the customer being first because, like Jeffrey said, if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And so customer service is huge to having customers.
And a lot of unfortunately, a lot of our black businesses miss that. Like, people, your doors would stay open for longer if you wouldn't have an attitude. If you would just be like, okay, no problem, ma'am. But they see it more as like, well, I'm bending over, I'm kissing my kissing someone's high parts. No, you're trying to maintain business. You want them to come back. You want to be nice. It won't kill you. I promise.
You know, you're saying a couple of things here, and they're all right on time. First of all, as a business owner, let me say this. Responsibility as an individual and especially as a business owner is big in my book, because we all have missed the mark in something, whether we know it or not, whether it's been our intention to do so or not. And so I appreciate you as a business owner even saying that. And I love the fact that you even mentioned that, hey, listen, I didn't want to give the money back necessarily, not nothing against them, but you knew it was the right thing to do. You know, when you know, here's the thing, everybody. When you're in business, especially when you run the business and you may have mama helping and auntie helping and, you know, things like that, every dollar is accounted for. Can I get an amen, LC? Every dollar. So well, a lot
100%,
of times
100%.
So a lot of times you spent that dollar already before you got it. And, you know, that's another conversation that Biz Doc can help us with another time as well. You know, to help us have operational or money in the piggy, as they always say, you know, we got to have money for operations, okay? But sometimes, a lot of times, we run a shoestring budget. That's just the way that it is, okay, everybody? And so I appreciate that. Do y'all find that, because this is what I've always heard and I've experienced this as well as myself, and we want to talk about some solutions as well, everybody. We don't just want to talk about the problem because I think we know a lot of the problem. But when it comes to just plain old customer service, or like LT even said, not knowing the product, not knowing what the product tastes like, or being able to have to always say, I don't know, let me go ask. That is not professional. It is not professional. So do you all think there's something lacking in the training process? Let's go ahead and talk to Leroy and the Biz Doc. What is the training process, if at all? Do we have any training processes at a lot of these black-owned businesses? Let's talk about it. Because once again, I said we got mama and auntie and cousin and everybody there, and we're just putting them out there. But are they trained properly? What kind of training we got going on? Biz Doc, what are we looking like?
That's one of the key things. That's one of my assignments for this year, is to continue to help refine the model and the customer care model. The things that you're talking about right now, it's something that's been hanging over the black business for years, and that's the customer service model. And that's how we can come back in and improve that customer service model. And that's one of the things that I do in my corporate world, is being able to identify the narrative of showing the people how to be trained. Well, like I said, simple processes, procedures, that's something very simple. Teach the people the product, show them how to answer the questions, and give the patron or the customer the best experience they can experience. Because you believe it or not, that dollar that LT gave back was dollars that was put into our business as advertisers, saying, I had a problem with this at my visit with this company, but they gave me my money back. And so that's positive, negative, positive advertising, because they're saying that they stand behind and they have a warranty on their services. That's one of the things that we're going to come in and be able to teach that. And with the black businesses, it's like you said, I'm so glad you said, you know, we talked about the problems, we talked about people's experiences, but now those same experiences can be transposed into any business that we go into across the world, black, white, or green, whoever. And so the one thing is, we're so hard on ourselves as black businesses and black patrons going to black businesses, that we're not as forgiving as we go to, say, a Walmart of the world.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Or Target of the world. Because, like, right now, when you go in there and you're going to get, you know, all the ladies on the phone, right, you guys go get to the hair salons and you're going to get your hair products, and they looking at you, watching you, got mirrors all over you and all this other stuff, and you feel like you're a thief, and you're not even a thief. You know, it's just that type of uneasiness. But yet every week or every time you go in, you're spending your money. But if it was the same thing was being done to you by a black business, you wouldn't even go back.
Yeah.
And so we are so double standard on that. And so that's what, it's time out for that.
Yeah.
So that's what, one of the lessons is that we have to be able to educate not only us as the business owners, but as the customer as well. And so we need to be able to have a dual education and saying that I'm going to come in and I'm going to try this business. And if this black business doesn't work for me, then I'm going to go out and try to find another one that does the same thing and try, give them a try. I'm not just going to have one shot and I'm out. And that's one of the things that we're so double standard, where we are, don't give each other a chance.
It's all right.
We don't give
don't
give corrective criticism. We just come in and say, and then you constantly putting your mouth on that business after you left. You're going to tell 20 people about something that happened to you because you wanted your eggs upside down and this and that, this and that. Mm-hmm. It could have been your order that you ordered. It could have been the fact that everybody got confused because you didn't know what you wanted in the first place either. You wanted eggs or grits. Well, you don't know. So you have to have that mindset of saying that give a business another chance, and that the business owners would definitely need to, you know, if you're going to have your mom, your sisters, your aunts, and everybody has to go through the training. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to be treated like that this is their baby that they're presenting to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I would say from the biz doc.
Wow. Well, I love it. Thank you, biz doc, for that. You're so right. There has to be proper training. I love the fact that you talked about it as a business model. And, you know, I'm all about training. I'm all about, you know, my best jobs where, you know, well, when I look back, you know, with the different things that I've done in my life, and I'll be very honest with people, the better the training was or the more specific the training was on things, the better the company was, the better the morale was, because you knew what was expected of you. You knew how to handle your customer. If a customer was belligerent, you knew the chain of command, right? You knew all of these things. You knew when someone's supposed to get a refund. You know when to level up. You know all of these things. Well, I think we have a moneymaker right here in the sense that a lot of the sole proprietorships, right, everybody, because we know that the majority of black-owned businesses are sole proprietorships, and the majority of them don't have more than 1 to 3 employees. But in the event of even the 1 to 3, they need to be trained. And so that is a great thing to sell. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, right, this doc? Everybody, that is something that really needs to take place. Speaking of that, everybody, before we go into bringing 911 on, let's bring him out really quickly, by the way. Welcome to Kids Live B911. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to some great men that are doing amazing things, organization called the National Congress on Faith and Social Justice that I belong to and some of us belong to bring faith back to the fight. And so I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Dr. Jerome McCory, who is leading the way. And we are going to be having a public conference in Tuskegee, Alabama, sometime in September. And I'll get the date to everyone for you all to come out and share your concerns. Why do I want to bring that up? Because that's also community involvement that we want to talk about. And a lot of people within the organization, and then, of course, the public. Also want to give a shout out to a great friend of mine who we're talking about economic development tonight. Is Pastor Richard Dalton, who has something called the Joshua Project, who is going to be having something in St. Louis, I believe August 8th. And it's really going to be teaching, part of the Joshua Project is to teach that economic component to churches, everybody. So Leroy McKenzie, you got to see me after tonight's show, okay? So maybe we can plug you into them as well. How does that sound, sir? It's all about connecting.
That sounds perfect.
Absolutely, and it's a nationwide project, and I'll be more than happy to introduce you to those good folks, as well as the biz doc, who has a lot of information. See, guys, what I'm learning and what I've always known, let me say this, what I've always known is we cannot do this alone, and we're not supposed to do it alone. We're supposed to give each other business, and we're supposed to not just accept it but give it, okay? Can I say that? Can I get an amen? Do we have the mics open? Let's go ahead and get an amen. Minister 911, come on out real quick. Can we get an amen, Minister 911?
Amen.
Yes. Everybody, we have 911 on, and we're going to get to his segment in a minute because we're talking about some of these things that ain't right in business, and probably you're going to be talking tonight about a business that wasn't so right to you. So anyway, what do you think about tonight's show so far and the things that you're hearing?
Well, I tell you, I was listening and I was literally being pulled out of where I was at just to, so I could get on and comment. I love the topic for tonight. I think it is most needed. I think it's a very, very right now conversation because the black dollar has been proven to be vital and explosive.
Right.
If you look at what has happened with Black Panther, anybody that ever doubted what a black dollar can do, there is no longer a mystery that black dollar is able to move some things. And if you are an independent business owner, I pray that you have been writing down all of these good nuggets that have been being dropped tonight. Everybody has been smacking grand slam home runs. I'm like, oh my God, I'm writing down just in case God allows me to start a business, because it was just been very rich tonight.
Good. You know, I want to share something really quickly before we continue, everybody. Just a couple little bit more nuggets, and we're going to finish with 911 real quick. Here are some things that you can help in the customer service arena, something you can start right now. So we want to give some practical right now solutions, okay? So if you have a business, my black business owner, my fellow black business owner, I need you to smile. I need you to smile. I need to greet everybody with a smile. Can you greet everybody with a smile, Leroy? And 911 and LT.
Man, I'm telling you, it makes all the difference.
We need the number one thing, we need you to smile, and we need you to open your mouth and greet that person. Already LT and Don has already said that they weren't greeted. And that has happened to me quite a few times as well. So I need y'all to smile in person. Also, everybody, if you're on the phone, I need you to smile on the phone. People can hear a smile on the phone. A smile shows up in your voice and puts you in the mood to be helpful, okay? So I need you to smile. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to tell you this. I know you're not going to like it, but if you're in a store and no one is on the floor and you're getting ready to go to break, but you have customers coming in, you do not go on to break until you address that customer's need. Can I get an amen? That's how you run a business.
Yeah.
Amen. Right?
Yes.
You get a huge amen. A great big amen over here. And another thing about that smile on the phone, if you need to put a mirror in front of your face.
Yes, mirror.
I used to do that. I used to customer service. Put a mirror in front of you if you're on the phone. Put a mirror in front of you and look in the mirror and smile. Like you said, that does help. So if you don't know how to smile, look in the mirror and see yourself.
Absolutely. 911, what did you
want to
say to that?
I want to say this. Y'all know I'm always looking at things from a preaching aspect, so I got a biblical nugget that will help all you business owners right now. You can apply this tomorrow morning, or you can apply this tonight if you have a 24-hour business. There's a word in the Bible that says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If you apply this to your business and you treat your first customer as if it may be the last customer you'll have for the day, as if it may be the only walking billboard you have is the first customer of the day that comes in. If you treat them as if that's your last patron, you will have explosive results. And if you treat your last customer of the day as if it's your first customer, a lot of times we get to the end of the business day and we don't want to finish the business day the way that we started. We get tired, we get lethargic, and we treat the last customer as if they are abusing us by coming in our business when we're trying to close. If you treat your first customer as if it's your last, and your last customer as if it's your first, you will be right where you need to be in customer service.
Wow.
I just wanted to add that.
That is something that we need to, everybody needs to write that down. That is so apropos and right on time. You know, following up with that, you know, with the whole spiritual concept, the moment I flourished before I really became a business owner is the moment I realized that if I just pretend that I'm working for God every day, I want y'all to hear this. The moment I said, you know, I'm working for God every day, I got up earlier. I smiled on the way to work, okay? He was my employee, and I saw the world totally different. And I tell you what, I opened my business real quick. The money came. Can I just say that? And we have to do that. I mean, what I love about all of you guys is that a lot of people don't know this, but here on Simply IV, we have done over 200 plus shows. Can I say that? Y'all give yourselves a pat on the back. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Yes. You have done over 200 shows. And each time that you're here, it's like you're doing the show for the first time with the same amount of exuberance, the same type of level of everything. So thank you for that, Minister Raleigh. Thank you for that. That's how you are successful in business. Y'all want to hear what 911 thinks about? And it's certainly has with me. Are you ready to go ahead and give
them
a little bit?
Oh, man. Roll that Dean footage.
All right. He's giving me the go ahead, guys. Let's go ahead and see what 911 has to share with us about a business this week, I believe, in South Carolina. We'll be back on Simply IV, y'all, in just a second.
Welcome to the 911. I'm Minister Raleigh Thornton, a.k.a. 911, and I just want to thank you for tuning in for another moment to hear what has really gotten on my nerve. This week, check me out, y'all. I got to tell it like it is. I just came back from spending a wonderful weekend in South Carolina, and the weather was beautiful. Everything was fine. The sun, the people. But I ran into a little problem, and everybody that knows me knows that 911 loves to eat, and I was frequenting a establishment that I will not, for fear of putting the Simply IV show at risk, I'm not going to say their name, but I'm going to use a name that you are familiar with, that you have heard in the movie Coming to America. How many of you remember when Mr. McDowell was advertising his sandwich? He said, "Mine is not the Big Mac, mine is the Big Mick." So let me just put y'all up on game. Check this out. I came from this particular establishment and I had ordered me a Big Mick. And when I got to my residence with the Big Mick had a big disaster going on. Everything had went crazy. The sandwich had shrunk. The lettuce was shriveled. The meat was looking like a little half dollar. I don't know what happened. It was simply a disaster. And what I found out and what I knew was true, some of you may already know this, is that this is actually what happens to this particular establishment's food once it is digested. And once it is digested, this is what is going on in your system. And I found it very irritating that it took me to have to be delayed to consume my treasure, to consume what I had paid my money for, what I had hoped would be for nourishment of my body, turned out to be a flat-out irritated, dangerous situation. Upon trying to still consume this situation, I found myself learning that not only had the lettuce shriveled, not only had the meat went left, but the bread was so hard. Oh my goodness, I could have used the buns for breakfast. And all I want to say is this is a 911 moment for me. And I'm just saying we got to really be careful because we shovel this food down our children's throats. How many of y'all can say on a regular that your children frequent these fast food establishments daily and weekly? We allow our children to consume this food. Now imagine, if you're feeding a child this type of food three times a week for 15 to 20 years of their life, what do you think their system is going to be like once they're grown? It is time that we start to really
get in touch with what we are putting into our bodies, what we're putting into our systems, what we are truly allowing ourselves to digest and consume. Because I'm telling you, the preparation of food is not what it once was in years prior. What they are doing with our food now is it deserves your immediate attention. And you
And we're back on Simply IV, everybody. That's a little bit of a rant of 911, the 911 moment. And he's talking about the Big Mick, everybody. Let's go ahead and bring out 911 and talk about products and services of businesses, black-owned business. But this wasn't necessarily a black-owned business. But let's talk really quickly. You went and got you a Big Mick, right? And you're saying, what bothered you the most about this particular situation?
This particular situation irritated me so much, not because it wasn't really because the product was bad, but it was how quickly the product went bad. It literally was only about a 10-minute window. And I literally had something that looked like it had been sitting for about 3 days. And it really just irritated me so bad, because when you think of an establishment like this that has been around for years, that has been performing at a high level for years, you would come to expect the same thing every time you spend your money. And that's the way we as black businesses should approach how we push our product. We should want it to be the best at its most intense moment, at its highest peak. We should want it to be perfect every single time. And I was sitting there disgusted because I had this mess sitting in front of me that I still tried to eat anyway because I was hungry.
You are a good one. Everybody, if you're listening right now, you're listening to 911, and I think you have done what so many of us have done. First of all, let me go ahead and say I love your 911 moment, okay? Let me just say that. And you pointed out something that happens in business, and people just put out subpar products. And, you know, this company that you're talking about is worldwide, one of the biggest retailers in the world, right?
Yes.
And so they mass produce. And so, you know, with mass production like that, you're going to, you know, they just throwing out hamburgers a lot of times. Let me say this, too. I love 911, y'all. Cash the police, check this out. 911 doesn't just come out and say simple things like, I ate a hamburger. You come out and say things like, you know, my situation, okay? and the product, it shrivels up. I love how you describe, give all of us a visual of what really happened.
Trying to paint the picture.
Doing that segment. But you enjoy doing this 911 moment. You really enjoy that. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is enjoyable. It is, because most of you that have been listening to us and supporting this show for years, we appreciate you. And a lot of nights I was ranting about something. So when ID allows me to do this every week, y'all don't know, I'm in my comfort zone. I'm really feeling good, because I feel like there's a little bit of an ogre inside of me anyway that loves to bark, and I get a chance to bark once a week. And you know, when you're in the church sector, when you're a minister and you're a reverend, you can't bark. You got to show the love of Christ. But here on the IB show, I get to vent about things that have rubbed me the wrong way. And it's a blessing. So thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Yeah,
thank you for allowing me to do that.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome. All of you that are listening right now, you've been listening to tonight's show where we've been talking about the black business and some things that we can do better, and in some areas how we're doing very well. What we're going to do is we're going to transition before we get out of here, because we've learned a lot about business tonight, right? And so I hope you guys got a chance to write that information down. If you didn't, you want to go back and listen to our podcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/IMRadio. Now, this is usually during the time where I give something called 101 with IB, where I give you a little bit of insight into something that's going on in your life. But tonight, we're going to do something a little bit more outrageous, and we're going to hear from Click 32 on Smash. That's right, single Mary shacking and divorce. It's going to be part two of last week's conversation that she had with Miss House Cat, who is shacking, and not just shacking, but happily shacking for the last 25 years. So let's go ahead and see if we can bring out Miss Creek 32 right quick so we can hear the second half of Smash. Come on out, Click.
I'm here.
All right. All right. Are you ready to go into Smash tonight?
Yes, I am. Let's
all
do
right,
this.
You guys. Let's do it. You guys, once again, if you got a chance to hear last week and we do this, I love Smash because it gives all of us an opportunity to hear people with everyday life situations who doesn't necessarily think the way that I think or anyone else thinks. And we need to be able to have that dialogue, to have some kind of common ground and respect people for where they are. We don't have to do what they do, right? Right? Quick 32? But we can respect
right.
folks.
And that was...
And there's some of y'all. Yes, go ahead.
And I agree with 911. When I'm glad that you gave us the opportunity to come up with these segments and everything. And it just so happened that I was having conversation after conversation with different people about these relationships and everything. So I was like, what would it be like to go out and meet people, interview people, and get different perspectives on these specific topics? So, you know, it's very interesting.
Very interesting, y'all. So check it out. We're going to go into the second half of Smash from last week's conversation. And also, when we come back, we're going to finish up really quickly about how we're faring. I'm going to go around the room really quickly and ask everyone in their own opinion on a scale of 1 to 10 how Black businesses are faring. We'll be back. Y'all check out Miss House Cat and Miss Click 32 on Smash. We'll be back in a minute. I'll simply IV everybody.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Yep. It's your girl, Click 32, coming at you with this week's segment of Smash, a.k.a. Single, Marriage, Shacking, or Divorce. Joining me is Miss House Cat. Meow, 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 meow. That's Cat Talk, so how are you? And thank you for joining.
Keep stepping. There's not going to be no stepping back in.
I agree with you 100% on that, because I believe I'm all woman. Whatever kind of woman you want, I'll be that woman. And if I'm not enough for you, you don't need me.
I'm not going to put up with anybody. You know, if you want somebody with blue hair and green eyes, let me know. I can go to the store and get blue hair and green eyes. You know, so
there
you
go.
You don't have to go out there and find nobody else, you know. And the thing and the secret to our 25 years is we keep everything fresh. I mean, we keep the spice in spicy. So, I mean, we have a date night every week. And you never know what may happen on date night. So, and that's just, you know, you never know who's gonna be doing what. And that's what keeps it exciting. You know, we know it's date night, but you don't know where it's gonna come. He doesn't know what I'm thinking for date night, and I darn sure don't know what he's thinking for date night. So when we get together, it makes it that much more romantic and special. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. See, that's what a lot of married people need to do. They let the spice run out, you know. But have a date night, have a freak night, have a surprise me night. You know, I like that.
And it's even with having two kids, and I will say both are married, and one has two, and I have one that's on the way. And even with having kids at home, it was always okay. They knew that on the weekend.
All right, y'all, and that was just a little bit of Smash. And let me just tell you, we didn't want to run out of time, so we're going to bring the third part to you another time. But let's quickly go ahead and talk to Click 32 so she can give you a little bit of insight as to what was going on here. So what I understand from last week's conversation, everyone, is that Miss House Cat has been with her significant other for 25 years, and she says that she fits in the category of shacking, and she's happily shacking. Is that right, Click? That's what she's saying.
Correct, yes.
And that,
yes.
Okay, so tonight we heard that she doesn't put up with, if you know, going back and forth. And if you want a certain kind of person, you know, tell me, and I'll be that kind of person for you. And Click, I hear that, hear you saying, listen, I can be any kind of woman you want me to be. Is that right?
I agree 100%. And that
right.
has been
right.
one of my mottos in a relationship. I'm enough woman for you. So why do you have to step out the relationship? And that's what House Cat was saying. If you have a desire for another particular type, just let me know. And I hook you up,
right.
you know. I'll be that. So
wow.
I agree with her. You know, I'm not enough woman for you. You don't need me. Well, I don't need you.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's in any type of relationship. We need to, you know, have the attitude, and I think it really comes with communication. It sounds like from what she's saying is they obviously communicate with each other. As the episode was going off, I heard a little bit, and I'll share with everyone because you may not have heard. She said she has two children, I believe, Click, and she said both are married and both have children. So I'm really interested in how they came to be married or see that as valuable, not to say that she doesn't, but being in a home where their parents didn't get married for 25 years and still aren't married, but they decided to take that step. I think that would be an interesting question to ask of her. Were you able to talk to her about that more in detail?
No, we didn't get a chance to touch on that, but she did give
mm-hmm,
me permission
mm-hmm.
if I ever needed to come back and talk to her about something, I could. So I would do a follow-up with her.
Absolutely. For those of you who are out there, please send your questions to us as well for Click 32 from Ms. House Cat or any other her other guests or any upcoming guests that she may have, because those are important things. We need to hear this more. I want to ask my cast and crew really quickly before I ask the last question, what do they think about that? Because obviously she's instilled some things in her children, so whereas even though she's not married, they still see a value in marriage. Let's go ahead and hear from 911 really quickly. What do you think about that? Shacking happily for 25 years, sir.
Oh, man. That's an awesome segment. I loved it.
Yeah, I
love how you said that. You can go to the store and buy some green eyes and some hair.
Oh, and blue hair.
I tell you, and blue hair, right. But it really sends something to what we as men and women should be to our significant others. We should be willing to reinvent
Absolutely.
Ourselves to please our mate, as long as it doesn't compromise
mm-hmm.
our standards. So I
mm-hmm,
love it. I love
mm-hmm.
it. Great segment. Great. Great,
awesome.
Great,
that was
great.
A great segment. And for a minute, Click, and 911, I thought, I said, I hope she's not talking about me, because at one time I had blue hair and I do have green eyes. But anyway, great segment. Let's go around real quickly. Meet Mr. Negro McKenzie. What do you think about that? What were you able to pull from that? That's maybe some common ground for all of us, no matter what type of relationship that we're in.
No, I thought it was great as well, and I think like they mentioned, I think couples tend to, you know, even though they have date night, like she talked about, spicing it up. You don't know what to expect from each other, and I think that in and of itself would add so much more to, you know, to relationships, because it shouldn't be the, you know, just the every week ordinary humdrum, okay, this is date night, what do you want to do? No, what do you want to do? That type of thing. It's like,
right, that's right, that's right.
It's like, wow, okay, all right, I got to step my game up because you came with that, so now I got to come with this. So, you know, to make it interesting. I think that is that's awesome, and I think that couples definitely can learn something from that and take that nugget and just, you know, and run with it.
I love that, because you're so right. Mm-hmm. Whether you're married or whatever, if you made a commitment to someone, you always have to constantly reinvent and, you know, yourself and to check in with your mate. And, you know, and even frequent as far as to say, and I love this because, you know, she's able to say what it is that she wants to say. Because so many people are thinking these things that they feel shunned or can't say it. But she said not just a date night, but a freak night. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of times we're afraid to talk about that sexual nature of a man and a woman and being in a relationship. And you do need to check your freak levels, right, Click? You need to be able to, you know, it's okay. And you can be a Christian person or a Muslim person and understand those things when it concerns the person you're with. Now, I'm going to get in some trouble here probably. But you know what? The name on this building is simply IB, everybody. So what we're going to do, everybody, really quickly, it's been a great show. And before we get out of here really quickly, everybody, I want to ask, before we end tonight, I'm going to go around, and you guys let me know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think black businesses are faring in your neck of the woods? Mr. Leroy McKenzie, scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the greatest and 1 being the lowest, how are black businesses doing?
Well, I'll grade them. I'll give us a 75, to be honest with you. I think that we need to we can do better in the customer service area, like we were talking about tonight. I think our customer service has to be a lot better. I think that they are, you know, of course, there are businesses that go above and beyond, you know, the expectation. Mm-hmm. But there are those of us who you know, the customer service, and when I talk about customer service, I'm including follow up. I'm talking about a phone call. If you say you're going to call somebody at a particular time, calling that person at a particular time. If you're going to do something, you're going to be there. If you are if you're a plumber and you're supposed to be at a customer's house or wherever at a particular time, then you'll be there. If it's a project that is too big for you, then say that. Or, you know, just mm-hmm. letting folks know what it is that you can do or that you're not able to do, you know, and being upfront about that and not following up. One of my pet peeves is follow up, is making sure that mm-hmm. you follow up with your customers, with your clients, to make sure that we should not only be looking to meet their need, but to exceed their expectation. Because when you exceed customers' expectations, I guarantee you, you add value to what you do.
All right.
And that's what we need to do more. We need to add value to what it is, you know, add value. We should always be looking to add value to what it is that we do, you know, whether it's our people, our product, or our processes. And that's the other thing.
All right.
Processes. We need to have our processes in order, better in order.
All right. Y'all heard it here. He broke down a couple things. So, in essence, we need to continue to strive for excellence. And I think if we have something like an excellence meter, something they can quantify, Biz Doc and Power Moment segment, they're going to provide some of that information for you. So I want y'all to get something together to help these folks be a little bit more excellent. Now, you guys, y'all going to have to pay for some of this, because these guys can't give away the whole kit and caboodle, okay? So we want you guys to be excellent going forward. LT, really quickly, how do you rate black businesses in your area right now, scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10, in my area, I would say about a 6 or a 7. The product itself is good. Like, the food is good. Case in point, is a restaurant we love to go to. And long story short, the food was great. But I don't know if they've just gotten so greedy or whatever. But the quality of it has gone down. So we just need to work on customer service for sure, and our attitudes, because that will even outshine the worst food experience or whatever, when you can quickly, you know, fix whatever was going wrong or offer an additional meal or something like that. So I just think we're not bad, but we have room to grow and continue to improve. So that's 7. I give it a 7, a strong 7.
All right. Y'all heard it here. We still have room for more excellence, everybody. She gave them a 7. It's not too bad, but we can do better, okay? So take these things. If you're a black business owner, or if you're someone who visits black businesses or any business, go to the manager, and instead of putting them down, maybe show them some things that can help them, okay? I think that's the best way to do it. All right, let's go ahead and hear from the biz doc. What are you rating your black businesses in your area?
I would say in my area, I would say the black businesses are right at a 7, and my assignment is to get them to a 10. So I feel that, like you said, we talked about customer service. We talked about, you know, actually investing into the business, spending time into making sure that your environment is conducive to doing business and conducive to receiving your customers. So I think that that's one of the things that we need to do to get our business to a level 10. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what my focus is, what
all
we're
right.
going to do here, and
I, like
and I look forward to it.
I like that. That's what we're going to do. That's it for me, says Biz Doc. You guys, that is my time. We got a wonderful show, and I ask that you guys come back next Wednesday and every Wednesday after that, and we're going to talk more and get more information, empowerment, inspiration, and motivation right here on Simply IV 2.0. Woo! Let everybody know that we're on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern by dialing 845-241-9898 or by listening to blogtalkradio.com/IAMMeRadio. We out of here, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Good night, everybody.